Brooke Eden is an incredibly talented singer-songwriter based out in Nashville. She's recently released two tracks, No Shade and Sunroof, that follow years away from the industry. Here we talk a little bit about those years away and what it means to finally release this music. Please welcome Brooke Eden.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Good, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh my God, don't worry.
Another
you've got daylight saving times as well at the moment, so must feel completely disorientating.
You know what, and I just came from the East Coast as well, so I'm really bad.
So you're just like, I don't know what time it is. It could be like Thursday today, it could be next week.
100%, yes. I'm completely confused.
Well, these songs, just diving straight into it, the joy in these songs have just been getting me through the last few weeks, and you can just tell how much has changed in your life. So how excited were you to put these tracks out and just kind of experience that for everyone?
I didn't know. You know, I took 4 years off, and they didn't know if I'd ever get to put out music again. At so many points in the last few years, I didn't know if it would ever happen again. And so this, me being able to put out music, and not only music, but these songs that I just love so much, it's been just surreal in the best way. And just, I'm so thankful that I'm putting out music again. And I felt it was so important after the year that we all just had to put out happy music. And
I was like, this is what I need right now. I don't need sad songs right now. I think we're all kind of like, meh, enough. We don't need that. We need the music that's going to keep us like upbeat.
Yes, I cannot listen to any more emo songs. I've cried enough.
Yeah.
I've been in my feels enough.
We don't even need it. Usually you need it as like a kind of like decompress or something to like let your emotions out. Our emotions are already out at the moment.
They're out. They live out here at this point. Yes. I'm 100%. Totally.
Obviously, and when you're kind of like introducing these songs, you had a video out which basically reintroducing Brooke Eden. Do you feel, I guess, how much has changed? Obviously, you're now sort of, you know, you're openly talking about your relationship, which is amazing. So much has changed in Nashville to kind of like, it almost enable you to be able to have this atmosphere where you can do that. So how much do you feel like this is you now with your music?
I feel 100% like it's me. It was so important this time around putting out music for me to be 100% authentic. Country music is all about authenticity. And the first time I put out music, I had none. And
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And so this time I knew that the only way for me to be able to tell my story was to be able to tell my whole story and not just a little part of me. And so I'm so thankful to my record label who not only supported me, but encouraged me to 100% be myself and be myself as an artist. And really, you know, didn't give me any parameters on this music. They just,
which is amazing,
told me to go out and create the music that I wanted. And that's why it took me a couple years to put out this new music, was because I was just in this creative bubble where it was so much fun. I got to go in with one of my favorite co-writers and my favorite producers, Jesse Frazier, and create this music that really felt like me. And it was the first time that I've been able to do that without any boundaries.
And I mean, it just shines through. And I keep going back to the word, like, I feel like I wrote joy a million times when I was like looking at things. I mean, you look at that video for Sunroof and again, it just comes through. And I just love the fact that that video, it shows your relationship in just this joyful way that it's just like, this is the way we should all be talking about all our relationships just generally.
Oh, that's so sweet. That was what was so important to us, is like, I come from a very conservative family, and at the same time, they've seen me and Hillary together now for 5 years, and they are so loving and supportive of us, and they're like, you know, the world needs to see that this is what love looks like.
Exactly. Know? Again, it just love is love, and that's what came through in the video. Which, and also obviously for you guys, it's like we've been together for 5 years. This is not new, but it kind of must feel a bit strange to finally be like the world, like talking to the world about it, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely, it's less strange and more just free, you know.
Yeah.
I'm either a complete open book or I'm a robot, and there's no. So really getting to, you know, be able to tell our whole story is just so freeing. And
yeah,
I don't like rules and I don't like boundaries and I don't like being secretive.
Shut out the window.
Yeah, so we threw them all out the window, and now we just get to be ourselves, and that's really like the best gift that you can give to anyone is really
the best gift you can give to the world, and to give to music, and give to young girls who are looking up to you and thinking, I want to be that someday. Like, it's just amazing. When you look back, I guess, talking about that, when you look back at your old music, do you feel not a sense of distance, I guess, but kind of because this music you're putting out now is so authentically you? Do you think it will still be a big part of the story and the set that you take forward?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about my old music is that was me at the time. That's what I was going through at the time. And like, for example, Act Like You Don't was a real relationship that I was really in. And it was a very tumultuous, toxic situation.
Yeah.
And that was all very real. But yeah, I do feel like that is a completely different person. I was just kind of clawing for air at that time back then. And now I just feel like I'm all me, like I'm just fully myself. And yeah,
it'll be so fun to like see you live now, because I feel like with just energy and this just, yeah, again, joy, it would just be so amazing to see live. I feel we'll all need this after the last year we've all had.
Girl, I cannot wait to get back on stage. Yes, I can't wait.
I feel like everyone's going to be crying like tears of joy. And working with Jesse on this project, I know he's sort of been, you've talked about him being quite instrumental in your music, but what does he kind of bring and kind of allow you to do with your music that you maybe hadn't before?
He is such a creative brain, and his vibe just exudes out of him, and then you kind of pick up that creativity as well. And he was born in Detroit, so he's got this like super soulful Motown soul, and he's in Nashville and has all these crazy number ones in country music.
Yeah. He's like, the list of people he's worked with, you're like, is there anyone you haven't?
100%. It would be easier to say the names that he hasn't worked with.
Yeah.
But he's such a great human, and he's been a good friend of mine for years. And what I love so much about Jesse is that I don't even think he knows how good he is. So
I'm a favorite trait in a person.
Oh, me too, girl. Let me tell you, like, his talent is so immense, but his ego is non-existent, and it just makes it so great to create with someone who has so much talent, but there's no ego that's getting in the way. So it allows you to really have just this free space of a blank canvas where he's bringing in this soul and this Motown, and, you know, also just knowing exactly what country radio wants right now.
Yeah.
And I'm able to come in as an artist and be completely me. And he knows how to translate what I'm hearing in my head into a track that's, you know,
it's almost like it's a musical mind reader. You can just like tap into your brain and be like, this is what we need to put on the track.
That's such a good metaphor for him. He is 100% a musical mind reader. Yes,
musical psychic. There we go. And obviously these are the two tracks, but you've also got one more which is going to sort of round out this storyline. So what can we sort of expect from that track, and kind of how did that storyline develop?
The next song is called Got No Choice, and it is a continuation of Sunroof. So Sunroof is the beginning part of a relationship where it's all bliss and you're just letting your heart fall, and it's all happiness, and you haven't really seen the whole like reality of the situation yet.
Yeah.
Got No Choice is the reality of the situation. It's finding, you know, seeing the struggles that we went through as a couple, and like one of the lines is "No approval from my mama, daddy's got a problem." And
oh, I love that line.
Thank you. And it's just the true story of, you know, the struggles that we went through, the beauty within those struggles.
Yeah.
We were our little bubble that was just kind of surrounded by this chaos. Yeah. And there was so much beauty in our bubble. And honestly, there's so much beauty in the struggle as well, because we wouldn't be the couple that we are today, just so steadfast in who we are, if we hadn't have gone through all the struggles that we did so early on in our relationship. So Got No Choice is about that time, that period of our relationship, and also just that feeling when you meet your person where I have no choice but to love you. Like, I couldn't turn around on this and just go, oh, this isn't really working out, or this is making it this really hard on us. No, like there was no turning around from this. Like, my heart had chosen, and you just got to go through it.
Oh, it's an amazing kind of just like culmination to these three songs. And will the video sort of where the other ones like left off? I'm like, words today. Wow.
Words today. No. So it does. I mean, they all go together, but actually Got No Choice, this music video was the first music video that we shot out of because we just shot this video one random weekend. My manager, his family has a house on a lake in Michigan, and we were all just going for the weekend just to hang out and have a vacation away from Nashville. And it was my manager and his girlfriend, who owns a hair salon in Nashville and does hair and makeup. My girlfriend, Hillary, who was there, of course, and Ford, my videographer and director. And he was like, Brooke, what if we like tried a music video? And I was like, what? Like, I don't have a bathing suit for this. I have not worked out to be in a bathing suit.
I'm not ready. I haven't like prepped for the last week.
Yeah, like I need to like prep. I need to know about this. And he was like, listen, if it's not something you're comfortable with, we just don't use it. But why not show the label really what we're trying to do here? And let's just show them. And we shot this video in a day. Some really cool surprises happened while we were out on the lake that were just like, so where the heck did that just come from? And you'll see that in the music video.
Amazing.
And it really was the catalyst that got all of this moving. And then the label was like, you know, we loved this video so much, could we do a video for the first two as well? So as much as the story goes into the next one, we did this video first.
Interesting. And also, first of all, I have to just say the outfits. I mean, every single item of clothing that you both wore, I was just like, what's that?
Oh my God, thank you. This was the first time that we've really had like a stylist come in, know the music, know who I am as an artist.
Well, I think it all went seamlessly together. It was like the colors, the vibrancy, and it was just perfect.
Yeah, my stylist, Krista Roser, she just nailed it. I mean, she really just 100%. Got my style to a T and elevated it in such a way. I mean, I'm wearing Dolce & Gabbana. Like, I didn't even know that I liked brand. Like,
but now you do.
And now I'm like, oh, so Dolce & Gabbana.
New one. Like, this is a dangerous new discovery, and I shouldn't probably discover this.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Britt. I know you've got interviews straight off this, so I'll let you go. But thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today. And I'm so excited to hear the next track. Loving the stuff so far.
Thanks, girl. So appreciate it. Have a great rest
of your day. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.